The directive on the numbers of refugee units comes from the Istanbul Convention that was ratified in by Ireland in 2019. And the guidance from there is that there should be one refuge for every 10,000 women and girls aged 15 and over. So there, with no refuge in Sligo or Leitrim or Longford or Roscommon, it leaves a massive gap, you know, and it means that women have to travel to counties like Mayo, which is a long way away, especially for women and children that are there. Now, I do know that the councils do provide emergency accommodation, and I have to give credit to them. But the fact of the matter is that it should be implemented. You know that there's a strategy, a government strategy there for zero tolerance for domestic and gender-based violence, and it needs to be implemented. It's a wonderful piece of paper, but it's no good if it's not implemented, you know.
You brought this forward when it was found that there was an 18% rise within the year on domestic violence cases, which is quite shocking. And given that there is no centre for women in Sligo and Leitrim and the surrounding areas, really, there really needs to be something done about this, with the government also breaching that protocol in the process.
Absolutely. That was a report by Women's Aid back in June, I think it was. And they received 40,000 disclosures in 2023, which is a jump of 18% on the previous year. Now, that was only the women that approached Women's Aid. I'm sure there's thousands of others that are suffering in silence, you know. So refuge provides a very important safe space for women and children to be able to go to while they're trying to get their lives back together, you know. And it's not only the actual house. There's the idea is that there's wraparound services as well, so that there'll be counselling and different services like that on the same site as the refuge, you know.